too. He lived only to drink. I had been preached to, analyzed, cursed, and counseled, but no one had ever said, "I identify with what's going on with you. It happened to me, and this is what I did about it."
On looking back at my life, I can't see anything that would have warned me or my family of the devastation that alcoholism had in store for us. To our collective memory, there was no drinking on either side of the family. We were from a long Southern missionary Baptist tradition. My father was a minister, and I attended his church every Sunday with the rest of the family, and like them, was very active in religious work. My parents were also educators. My father was principal of the school I attended, and my mother taught there. They were both champions of community outreach and well-respected. There was caring and togetherness among us. My maternal grandmother, herself a deeply religious woman who lived with us, helped raise me and was a living example of unconditional love. Early on, the values of morality and learning were impressed on me. I was taught that if you were well-educated and morally upstanding, there was nothing that could stand in the way of your success in this life or hereafter. As a child and young man, I was evangelical, literally drunk with moral zeal and intellectual